Anybody got any questions or comments?
In Hyde Park, and we demonstrated, many of us, at Occupy Chicago on Monday, when our demonstration was organized by the Jane Addams Senior Caucus. So it was particularly geared towards senior issues. However, I asked them, now, are you connected with Occupy Chicago? Because we did not want to be just a separate, you know, we wanted to be part of the whole. And they said, oh yes, we are. And they were. They did a few tactical things I thought were not good, but anyway, they were. And so since then, our group, just at Montgomery Place, has drawn up a petition that we are going to send tomorrow to the super committee of 12, which have to make a decision by November 23rd about all these issues presented to the Congress. You know, there are 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans. And we are circulating that petition, and I have it with me, and it's totally nonpartisan, has nothing to, we're not promoting anybody to be elected or anything, but we have already gotten, just in the last 2 days, well over 100 signatures. And, okay, that's one thing. Then the other thing real quick was, I also heard this week that the metropolitan area Unitarian Universalists were organizing to demonstrate this afternoon. But I haven't heard a thing.
Right.
And I asked some people from some other churches too. Now I know Brian is planning something, but nobody's heard anything. I don't see how you can have a demonstration, a very effective one, if you're hearing about it an hour before it's supposed to start.
Right.
So I don't know if anybody else knows anything about it.
I'd just like to say one thing. I was there. On Monday, yeah. I didn't get arrested because I got a charge hanging over me now.
Yeah.
But I would have certainly thought seriously about sitting down at. They sat down at an intersection, right near the federal building. Got some great YouTube video out of that.
It was mentioned last week too, the UU.
Communication in a young and kind of anarchistic kind of movement is challenging, always. Yes, go ahead.
I will say that if you go to Occupy Chicago website, occupychi.org, they have a list of their calendar events. It's listed on the right-hand side, and it's a Google calendar. So I actually have it linked to my phone calendar, my Gmail calendar, so that I always have, every day I can see what events are coming up. So when there are special events, like the one that happened last Monday, I don't know if this one was on it or not, you will see that. You can stay apprised of all that information, which I think is really great.
That's the internet for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
I've read some things about the winter is coming, and is this going to go through the winter? What does the group or the organization envision short-term, medium-term, long-term in terms of actually occupying and in terms of the direction that the movement would take?
It's very decentralized, so that each city and town or region really is somewhat different than others.
Chicago,
that's being discussed. People are attempting or looking for a place where they can winter over. Some of the people who stand there like for many hours do sleep in some of the churches down in the Loop. I think Grace Church is one where they have some overnight.
Grace Place
is what I mean. Yeah.
We were down there last week. My husband and I try to get down there every week. And there's a man down there who said that we were asking him how he felt about the numbers that show up, because it always seems like it's paltry, like compared to New York, for instance. And he said they were actually really happy with the numbers that show up, and that one of the things they're discussing is that during the winter, because of the kinds of winters we have and the difficulty with finding space for people to stay, to, you know, winter, put up tents and so forth, that they're looking at focusing more on events, like what happened last Monday. So there can be moments throughout the winter where there can be events where you can connect to and participate in and make a showing and keep it alive. And then when spring comes, then then the more general occupation can occur.
LaSalle and Jackson, if you're not that familiar with the South Loop, is very close to where a lot of the universities are. And when I was in the holding cell, one of the Occupy Chicago leaders, I know we're not supposed to have leaders, but people really do, asked how many people were students and explained to them the importance of the students getting space at the universities for these kinds of events. So, yeah, I think it's hopeful in that way. Yeah.
So tell us about when you got arrested. What happened and how did you get, what's the charge?
Oh, just very briefly. We were trying to get an actual tent encampment down in Grant Park. I was in the second attempt. There was a first wave of arrests about a week earlier. Basically, what happened was we had a medical tent, National Nurses United, a wonderful group of, it's a nurses union. It was clear that the police were going to raid, and the leader of the NNU, who was in charge of the medical tent, asked us to sit down around the aid station and defend the nurses' medical tent, which we did. So about 130 of us got arrested for doing that, and the nurses were arrested, the last group, or the last people to get arrested. It's a very minor ordinance violation, a curfew violation. Normally you would get something like a parking ticket, and you show up for court and you pay your fine or whatever. We got actually jailed overnight, and the conditions were not very pleasant, I can tell you that. They really leaned hard on the nurses. They were the last people to be released. They did 24 hours in jail, basically for offering to provide medical aid. Now, I know a nurse who said that's not normal police behavior. Normally, the police like to have nurses around because what if one of them is injured? You know, it's great to have medical care right there. This came from the fifth floor of City Hall. So the next day, National Nurses United led a 100 people up to the fifth floor of City Hall, to the mayor's office, and she gave that office an earful. I'm going to tell you, it was beautiful. Don't ever get between a nurse and the care that they wish to administer. Yes?
I have 2 points. I have some connection. I've participated with some of the general assemblies. They have formed over their course various committees as they see needs arise. And anybody can go there and say, I'd like to form a committee, meet me after the GA, a committee on the issues that seniors face, for instance, if you want your issues talked about. They're open to any, addressing any problems. Anyway, the housing committee is looking for a space. They're looking for support in the form of donations and eventually of various sorts once they identify a location where they can not necessarily house people, but have a center where media and internet connections and people can go and make signs and get out of the cold weather briefly. So they're looking to find such a space if somebody knows real estate people downtown or wherever they decide. You should contact that committee. The other thing is that the politicians are going to respond to 2 things. The money, which we've already seen them respond to, for people in the streets. And for police to be arresting seniors, for police, for the judges to be processing them through the courts, really shakes up the system when they can see people that they would turn to as their parents or grandparents and say, what am I participating in pursuing a process that tries to stifle these legitimate demands by abusing seniors as well as their grandchildren?
I would like to point out that when the seniors were arrested on Monday, they did not get to twist ties around their wrists. They marched out like this. And at the end of the street, they were each given what it looked like a parking ticket. We're told specifically by the police that the cops weren't going to show up at the hearing. So basically, all you had to do was go to court and walk. They treat people differently. I will give Rahm Emanuel credit. He is not stupid. This man is clever as the day is long. Don't underestimate him under any circumstances. Yeah.
I was interested in the Oakland
needing a leader and appointing a dog. After my own heart, they said, he's more human than corporations. He has a heart, he can live and die.
You have a dog, Carla.
The humor of the Occupy movement can be seen in their signs and in their internet postings, and it is wonderful. I mean, Stella and I do political cartoons, and I'm inspired by them every day. You see another hand? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I think you raised your hand.
I just wanted to just throw it out to you about, you know, I'm amazed that Rahm Emanuel seems to have kind of just stayed invisible throughout this process, pretty much. He's like, he's nowhere to be seen, pretty, no comments that I've noticed. And I haven't looked hard.
He did write something that said they had a point at one point in the trip.
He seems to be mostly invisible.
He's very much of a corporate mayor. He has a council of very top-level business people on LaSalle Street, which is why it's nice to go down there and bother LaSalle Street people. And you got to remember, Chicago is a world-class international financial center. He's more than just the mayor of Chicago. He's also mayor of the Board of Trade. He's got to tread very, very carefully, and he has people that he has to answer to. Yeah.
Also, getting back to what you had said, you can go on the website and find out what the committees are, too, can't you?
That's right.
Volunteer through them and get contact information that way.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling us about the website, because we had someone last week tell us about a friends group. But we didn't know about the.
Can you give the website
if you
address?
Want to join my friends group, I'm Chicago Ladies for Occupy. I'm Church Ladies for Occupy Chicago. My friend Deb and I are. If anybody saw the trip,
is that what Nancy Wade is doing?
No, it's just me and a friend of mine, Deb. We go down there. We wear choir robes and carry signs.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So, and I just try to post as much on there as I can. That's on Facebook.
She was in the Tribune article last Thursday. They did a
photo essay. I don't really saw that. Mm-hmm. I'm easy to recognize because I'm the only one with a robot. But also, if you haven't gone down, they really are. It's a kind of a march where people move through like for an hour or two a day, and we all welcome that. Just showing up for 1 or 2 hours and moving on, which makes it really exciting because you're constantly meeting new people.
Right.
And my experience has been is that you do meet. I have talked to, kids going through sex change operations, all the way up to homeless street men who are providing the food to. Last time I was down there, I was with a teacher from Wheaton College who was thinking of bringing down his New Testament class to participate in. It's just remarkable who you meet down there. So if you could just get down there for an hour a week or every other week, I think, a really important thing to do.
As a retired teacher, I want to put in a plug for the Teachers Union. Chicago Teachers Union has been wonderful. They've been providing space for meetings, and we love them. Yeah, Jerry.
I just wanted to say that as far as like indoor relief for media, the kind of center that people are talking about, yesterday the teach-in was supposed to be at Jackson and LaSalle for an hour and a half, but by a DePaul professor as that yesterday. But I don't know whether he was cold or whether the consensus was cold. I got there a little later. They moved to a building that Columbia College made provision for a big, a big hall that could, seat a couple hundred people, I would think.
That's great.
So that's a possibility for the winter, that the university around the area might provide at least meeting space. The other thing was, I spoke with Brian earlier this week, and he said that people interested would hear about 1:30 and arrive down there about 2:30. Other Unitarian churches, I've talked to a couple, that's about what time they'll get there too, 2:30. And Brian himself is kind of like turning his than into support for people whose mobility is
And I'm
a
driving too.
Excuse me?
I can have three people also.
Well,
okay.
Well, Carla too.
Brian said he's actually leaving at 12:45 and getting here at 1:30.
Oh, okay.
So don't you need to stick to the plan.
If you're looking for something to do, on Monday night, Condoleezza Rice and Henry Paulson will be at the International House at the University of Chicago, and you are invited to greet them.
One other point about visiting there. During the evening, the crowds diminish, and it's really welcome to have somebody show up. You can park on the street for free after 9 o'clock, spend an hour or two. My first visit was the night of that terrible wind and rainstorm some weeks back. And there were still 20 people huddled under the overhang of the bank that's on LaSalle. And while I was there for several hours, SUVs pulled up to the curb and offered food that they had brought down to give to whoever was there. I engaged with some lawyers, a couple who were offering food or wanting to know what they could do outside of the food. Someone showed up with trays of meat and macaroni and that kind of stuff from a banquet or something for people there. So you'd really be surprised what you'll encounter, as your member said, and I would encourage you to go with a friend in the evening and park for free and just chat with people and go home and tell your friends about it and join in this process. It's really, there's a form of revolution taking place. Whether it gets quashed by the 1% remains to be seen. It's simply, it will, because they have the power. But this is probably the last chance for we human beings who are in the 99% to really redirect the society on this planet, which is being overwhelmed by people with money who seek to concentrate their power and do with that money what they choose to do at everybody else's expense.
On the subject of food, there's some seniors in Hyde Park that are making nutritious meals. If you spend any time down at Occupy Chicago, you'll see a lot of pizza and donuts. They need more than that. Yeah.
Well, you said that it's kind of consciously not making any sort of a list of demands or anything like that. But what's the goal?
There are actually lists of demands, but they vary as to which Occupy that you go to and what day it is, as opposed to like last week. I would say the overall goal is a society of justice and fairness. And within that, I think that covers about everything, because we don't have that right now.